Today's daf is daf ayin beis, and we got up to the Mishnah on daf ayin beis. The last sugya that we did yesterday at the end of our shiur is a very, very fascinating sugya that requires a little bit more time, which unfortunately we don't have. But just to give you the tip of the iceberg, literally the tip of the iceberg, there's a whole issue in the Rishonim and in the Poskim about this sugya. In a case where he made a sheet of muvos and he didn't make an eruv. And the question is, eruv chatzeros. And the question is whether a sheet of muvos can replace eruv chatzeros. And the Rishonim are going to line up into different camps based on the following question. Do we pass like Rabbi Meir? Do we pass like Chachamim? And even if we paskin like Rabbi Meir, could it be that in a case where the sheet of muvos was with a pas, and since a pas is what you need for an Erev Chatzeros, the sheet of muvos in that case could substitute for the Erev Chatzeros? And that would be probably about a half hour's discussion. In any event, our Mishnah here, which we're going to begin now in Daf Ayin Beis, of course, is Rashi Tevis, as you know, for Azariah Berzon, so it's my favorite Daf. I'm just joking. But anyway, this Mishnah is going to address the question of a traklin, which is a larger building that's divided up into cubes, so to speak, into smaller cabinets. And there are people living in each one of these smaller cubes or cabinets. And the question is, do we consider them as one, as far as Erevin is concerned? Or do we consider them as separate houses? And this has a double nafgamina. First of all, do the different Dayorim that live in the different sort of cubicles, do they need an Eruv to be able to carry from one cubicle to the other? Or should we say that since they're all in one traklin, that itself combines them, unites them into one? And secondly, assuming that each one of these cubicles opens up into a chatzer, which is a common chatzer shared by other Dayorim, other people who are not part of the traklin, and now you want to carry out into the chatzer, or from the chatzer into the various little cubicles, the question is, do you need an eruv for that? And this is going to be a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara is going to have at least four different variations of that machlokas, with nafgaminis between them all. Chamisha chaburos sheshovsu v'traklin. So we have five different groups of people. Each one of these different groups, some, by the way, have the girsa, which I think is a more correct girsa, chamesh chaburas, because chabura is loshen nekeva, and the five groups live in the same traklin, in the same large structure, and they are divided up into different parts. Now, what separates one part from the other? For example, you can have, let's say, in a dormitory situation, partial mechitzos within each room. Obviously, each room is separated by major mechitzos, like in a hotel, for example. But you could have a larger apartment that's broken up with very temporary and flimsy kind of mechitzos. These are called mechitzos gruos, or mechitzos shvelos, that separate one segment, one section from the other. And the Mishnah records a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beit Shammai omrim, eruv lechol chabura vechabura. Despite the fact that they all live in one traklin, and the separation between each room is a very flimsy and very temporary kind of separation. It's not a bona fide mechitza. Nevertheless, each one of these different various chaburos requires an eruv. And again, as we said before, that means two things. That each chabura has to join with the next chabura in one common eruv to allow carrying from one little cubicle to the next. And number two, it means that if their common chatzer for the five chaburas is also shared by other dayarim who live in other houses that spill into the same chatzer, they're going to need each one of the five chaburas will have to contribute his own chelek in the pas, in the eruv, in order to allow them to carry out into the chatzer. Beis Hillel omrim, eruv echad lekulam. The fact that they all share one traklin, they belong to one larger structure, and the separation between each chabura is a very temporary one, and it's not a bona fide mechitza, therefore we combine them together, we unite them in one union. They can carry from one to the other without an eruv, and as far as setting up an eruv for that chatzer, that is common to other dayorim, one out of the five chaburas will represent the entire group, and he will contribute the pas on behalf of all of them. They can all now be considered part of the eruv, and they can carry from their respective chaburos into that chatzer. Umodim, but Beis Hillel concede, bizman shemiktsasam shruyim bechadorim o be'alios. If what separates them is a serious division, and they are separate chadorim, like the example I gave of different dormitory rooms or hotel rooms, even though it's in one structure, but nevertheless each room is a separate entity. This is what we call Rishuyos Chalukos, or for example, some people live on the second floor up in the attic. That's also called Rishuyos Chalukos. In such a case, even Beis Hillel agree that Shem Tzrichim Eruv Lechol Chabura VeChabura. Each Chabura has to contribute its own pas to the Eruv, and there are five different batim here. And this is not similar to what we're going to learn later on in a Braisa of Chamisha Shegavu Es Eruvam Eruv Echad Lekulam. We're going to have a case later on of five different different parts of one family, and there one Eruv is enough, because there what happens is that first the five different groups made an Eruv and they became one unit. Here they didn't make an Eruv between them, and therefore if they want to carry out into the chatzah, they need an Eruv. All this will become, if it's Hashem, clearer as we go through the sugya. Now, as I said before, there are many different variations and versions or transmissions of exactly the nature and the scope of the machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai. We're going to begin with Rav Nachman, and then we're going to go backwards in time to the Tanoim themselves. But within the Amoraim, we have Rav Nachman, and in Rav Nachman, we have two different Lashonos. We're now going to start with what's called the Lishna Kama, the first Lashon of Rav Nachman. Om Rav Nachman, Machlokes, the Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai is in a case of Mesifas. Mesifas is a very low machitza. It's made up of a pile of planks of wood, and it's less than 10 tefachim high. The sugya of Mesifas is at the very beginning of Masechta Bava Basra, and the Gemara there talks about whether or not a Mesifas is enough to separate between two chatzeros as far as what's called Harchokas Shechenim is concerned. A Mesifas has many holes in it, so to speak, windows in it, and it's a very low Mechitza. Here's where Beis Hillel are going to say that each one of these chaburos are really part of one entity. They're unified by the traklin and by the fact that they are not separated by a serious mechitza. Beis Shammai hold that even in this case, of a mesifas that separates one chabura from the other. They're considered separate batim, separate reshuyos, and they each need an eruv. Whereas Beis Hillel say, well, it's only a mesifas that separates them. They are united and joined together by one traklin, and therefore one eruv suffices for all of them. Similar to, again, the brisa that we mentioned before, which we're going to get to here on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, about Chamisha Shegavu Es Eruvon. Avol, says the Rav Nachman in the first Lishna of Rav Nachman, Mechitza Asara, if there's a serious Mechitza that has 10 Tvachim in height. Divrei HaKol, even Beis Hillel concedes to Beit Shammai that Eruv L'chol Chabura V'Chabura, that this Mechitza separates them from one chabura to the other. And it means that each chabura is a separate reshus and requires its own eruv. They cannot carry without an eruv, not from one chabura to the other, nor from any of the chaburas out into the chatzer. Now please note that there's a more extreme case where Beis Hillel should certainly admit and concede to Beit Shammai, and that would be a mechitza that goes from the floor all the way to the ceiling. Right now we're talking about a mechitza that doesn't reach the ceiling, but it does have the height of Asara. How much more so with a Kol Shekein and a Kal V'chomer would Beis Hillel be more than a case where you had a bona fide mechitza that went from the ground all the way up to the ceiling. Now we get to the Lishna Basra of Rav Nachman, and we'll compare the two Lishonos. Ika diamri, others say that Omer Rav Nachman af b'mesifas machlokes, which means that it goes without saying that there's a machlokes between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai in the case of a mechitza that's asara tefachim, and certainly in that case, you would say that according to Beit Shammai, you need an eruv mikol echad v'echad. However, according to the second Lishna, even in a case of Mesifas, we have a machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, and Beit Shammai would say that a Mesifas separates them into two chaburos, and how much more so if there's a mechitza of asar tfachin. However, Beis Hillel, in the second Lishna of Rav Nachman, would hold the following, that even this Mesifas, and how much more so is there a big chiddush in Rav Nachman, in Beis Hillel, that even a Mechitza of Asar Tfachim does not separate the different chaburas. They're all considered one entity that is united by the traklin, and one eruv suffices. So that, according to the second Lishna, you might have thought that Beit Shammai would disagree with Beis Hillel and require an eruv l'kol echad v'echad in a case of mechitza asar tefachim. But the Lishna Basra says, no, the machlokes between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai applies in a mesifas and also in asar tefachim. And that means that Beit Shammai does not accept a union, a unity here of a mitzarif of traklin, even in a case of mesifas. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, would unite them, because we're up to Beis Hillel, even in a case of a mechitza gvo asara. So the nafkamina between the two lashonos of Rav Nachman is how to understand Beis Hillel. According to the first Lishna in Rav Nachman, Beis Hillel concede that if there's a mechitza of Asar Tfachim, which is a bona fide mechitza, that would separate each chabura, and they need a separate eruv for each chabura. And how much more so if the mechitza would go all the way up to Shamayim, all the way up to the ceiling, to the Tikra. And the second Lishna, the Lishna Basra of Rav Nachman, holds that the entire machlokes here is a double machlokes, we should not limit the machlokas to the case of mesifas. The af mesifas means that even in a mesifas case, Beit Shammai still separate the two chaburas, the five chaburas, and they each require a separate eruv. And Beis Hillel would disagree with Beit Shammai even in a case of asara, of a mechitz asara tfachim begova. So the nafkamina between the two lishonos is how to understand Beis Hillel. According to the first Lishna, Beis Hillel only argued against Beit Shammai in the case of mesifas, which is a very low and very flimsy kind of mechitz that's made up of chatichas eitzim. But in a case of a real bona fide mechitz of ten tefachim, Beis Hillel agree that that mechitz will separate the various chaburos. Each chabur requires its own eruv. In the second Lishna, the machlokes is even in mesifas, which means that the way Rav Nachman formulated was that Beit Shammai, even in the case of mesifas, separates the two, but the sheet of Beis Hillel is that there's a unity of the traklin, even in the case of a mechitza that's gavoa asara. Now that's as far as Rav Nachman is concerned. Now, we're going to go back to the Tanoim. We're back in a time machine. And the Gemara now is going to quote a machlokes about how to explain the machlokes between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Rabbi Shimon the son of Rebbe. We're not sure who holds what, but both of them reject Rav Nachman, and both of them reject both Lashonos of Rav Nachman. Chad Omer, according to one opinion, machlokes b'mechitzos hamagios litikra. The machlokes is when the mechitza starts on the ground and reaches all the way to the ceiling. And that's the case where Beit Shammai holds that the mechitza separates the chaburos into separate entities, requiring an eruv from each one of the chaburos. And nevertheless, despite this major mechitza, Beis Hillel still insists that there's halacha that the traklin joins and links together all the chaburos into one, and one eruv suffices. Avo mechitzo she'enon, she'en magios letikra, Beit Shammai will agree, is divrei hakol be eruv echa lekulon. Even Beit Shammai will agree now that the traklin can unify all the chaburos into one, because despite the fact that the mechitza is a bona fide mechitza in Dine Mechitzos, it has the gova of Asar Tfachim, nevertheless, it doesn't really separate one chabur from the other, because above the Asar Tfachim, it's open airspace. So it's a very kind of flimsy separation, just only, it almost like it's a demarcation of, you know, where you sleep and where I sleep, so to speak, which is your territory, which is mine, but we all belong to the same traklin, and even Beit Shammai would agree. Now, we, you know, in Rav Nachman, we never had such a possibility. You know, we said that according to Rav Nachman, in Beit Shammai, both in the first Lishna and the second Lishna, even a Masifa separates them. Now we're talking about a Mechitza that doesn't separate them, according to Beit Shammai. If it's only Asar Tfachman, it doesn't reach all the way up to the Tikra. Not only that, but in terms of Beis Hillel, both Lishonos of Rav Nachman agree that when you have a mechitza, it separates the chaburus into separate chaburus. Even Beis Hillel concedes that. The first Lishna would say once it's a bona fide mechitza of Asar Tfach, and that's enough for Beis Hillel to concede that it separates them. And according to the second Lishna of Nachman, you need a mechitza that goes all the way up to the Tikra, but certainly, according to Rav Nachman, in both Lishonos, if you had a mechitza that goes all the way up to the Tikra, even Beis Hillel would concede to Beit Shammai that it's Erev Echad L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Here we're saying, according to one of these two Tanoim, in his transmission of the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, Beis Hillel hold that even if you have a Mechitza that goes all the way up to the Tikra, that is not enough of an agent, so to speak, to undermine the Traklin, which combines them into one Chabura, one Rishus. V'chad Amar, according to another variation or shall we say, transmission of the machlokes beisil beit shamai, machlokes b'mechitzos she'ein magios l'tikra. In other words, we're talking about mechitzos that reach the level of 10 tfachim. Aval mechitzos magios l'tikra divrei hakol tzrichim eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura. Beis Hillel concede in a case of mechitzos that go all the way up to the tikra, that is enough to separate each chabura as a separate rishus, requiring a separate eruv from each one of the chaburos. The machlokes between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai is in the case of a mechitza that reaches the height of 10 tfachim and separates the chaburos. And here, Beit Shammai maintained that that's a separation of the chaburos. And Beis Hillel said, despite the fact that it is a universal, recognized, valid mechitza of 10 tefachim high, nevertheless, it doesn't separate them because we have the traklin to unite them all together. Now, this second opinion, in which Beis Hillel concede in the case of tikros hamagiyos l'tikra, mechitzos hamagiyos l'tikra, if you compare that version of machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai to the Lishna Basra of Rav Nachman, then the point of conflict would be in Beit Shammai, meaning that Beit Shammai would agree in the case of Masifas, according to this Tana that we just learned now, that a Masifas, which is not a bona fide mechitza, is not going to separate and be mafkia the tziruf of the traklin. And that's against both Lishonos of Rav Nachman. But as far as Beis Hillel is concerned, you could certainly reconcile this last opinion, this last version, with the Lishna Basra of Rav Nachman, because in the Lishna Basra of Rav Nachman, we could say that the Shita of Beis Hillel is limited to a case of Mechitza Asara Tfachim, but if the mechitza is magiyas out of tikra, then even Beis Hillel would concede that that's enough of a mechitza to separate the various chaburos. And now we turn to Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Meisve. The Gemara now is going to quote a brisa, and the Gemara is going to take this brisa and compare all four versions of the machlokes Beis Hillel Beit Shammai that we had until now to this brisa, and see to what extent we can square off. Amar Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. And the Rashba says that the word Sabar is Miloshin Svara, meaning he was a very charif, he was a very sharp and profound thinker, so they called him the Sabar. However, Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa, Rabbi Yehuda Sakach, which means that his profession was a Sakach. He made a schachos, that was what he did for a living. Others say that he manufactured certain kinds of hats, and some say that he's called Sabar because that's the name of the city that he came from. In any event, here's the brisa of Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. Lo nechleku Beis Hillel uBeit Shammai al mechitzos hamagios l'tikra, in the case of mechitzos that come all the way up, extend all the way up to the ceiling, even Beis Hillel amode tzrichim eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. Al man nechleku al mechitzos she'eno magios l'tikra, she'Beit Shammai omrim eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura, Beis Hillel omrim eruv echa l'kulon. So the Gemara now is going to compare and see how all the different shitos size up to this Rabbi Yehuda Sabar. Lamandi Omar, according to one of the two Tanoim, whether it's Rabbi Chia or Rabbi Shimon Barevi, we don't know who says what. Anyway, b'mechitzos hamagios l'tikra machlokes, there was one Mandi Omar that said that the entire machlokes is with regard to mechitzos hamagios l'tikra, is tyuvta. That could certainly not be, it's impossible to reconcile that with Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, because Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar says that in a case of machitzos hamagiyos l'tikra, even Beis Hillel agree that you need an heir of l'chol chabura v'chabura, was according to this man, the Omar, that's the exact case on which Beis Hillel disagreed with Beit Shammai, and one heir suffices for all of them. Well, man, the Omar, according to the second version of the Tanoim, this is before we get to Rav Nachman, is b'machitzos she'ein magiyos l'tikra machlokas, that version of the Tanoim, whether it's Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon, Berebi, we don't know, was of the opinion that the machlokas is in a case of a machitza that's 10 tefachim high but doesn't reach the ceiling. Siate, now Rabbi Yehuda Sabar is an identical presentation of the machlokas, and therefore, siate, it's a support for that version of the machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai. The machlokas is in regard to a machitza she'ena magiyas l'tikra. Now we're going to compare Rabbi Yehuda Sabar's version to Rav Nachman, the two lashonos of Rav Nachman. Lahach lishna, according to the first lishna of Rav Nachman, the Omar Rav Nachman machlokas b'mesifas, which means that the argument between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai is about this low, very low and temporary mechitza, but in a case of a bona fide mechitza of Asar Tfachim, even Beis Hillel concede that you need an heir for each one of the chaburas, is Tuvta, certainly this Braisa is irreconcilable, because the Braisa says explicitly that Beis Hillel are talking about mechitzos, she'eno magios l'tikra, and nevertheless that, despite that mechitza, and it's a bona fide mechitza in Kol HaTorah Kula, nevertheless, the traklin, as we said before, integrates them into one entity, and one Erev is sufficient. And therefore, in a mechitza of Asara, where Rav Nachman, in the first Lishna, would say that Beis Hillel concede that that separates the chaburas, and they each require their own Erev, this Braisa says explicitly that in a case of a mechitza, although it doesn't reach the Tikra, but it is a ten tefachim high mechitza, Beis Hillel hold that nevertheless one Erev is sufficient, and they argue with Beit Shammai. Oh. Elo lahach lishna. Now we're going to get into a little bit of an ambiguity about the second lishna of Rav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman af b'mesifas machlokes, meaning that the machlokas in Beis Hillel Beit Shammai is a wider machlokas. It includes and encompasses both a case of mesifas and a case of a mechitza of asar tefachim. Is lema tehevi tiyuvta? Shall we say that the braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar is a tiyuvta? Because according to this braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, there's a machlokas here in mechitzos. And from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Sabar's version reduces the machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai to mechitzos, and the case of mechitzos is mechitzos she'ena magiyos l'tikra, the implication is that Beit Shammai would agree that if there's something less than a mechitza, that doesn't separate the various chaburas, and one erev is enough. According to Rav Nachman in the Lishna Basra, the machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai includes mesifas as well. I mean, he extended it to include asara tefachim. But in the case of mesifas, nevertheless, even though it's a very small, very temporary kind of mechitza, nevertheless, and it's not a mechitza at all, you could say, nevertheless, Beit Shammai hold that they need a separate eruv for each one of the chaburos. So the Gemara rejects this and says, Omelucha Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman in the Lishna Basra could say the following, that pligi b'mechitza, v'hu adin b'mechitza, b'mesifas. It's true that there's a machlokas with regard to a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, and there's a machlokas in the case of mesifas. V'hai deka miflegi, but now let's analyze the statement or the formulation of the braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, and you get the impression that according to Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar's version, b'mechitza, they seem to be arguing only in the case of mechitza, as opposed to the case of mesifas. Nein, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar would agree to the second Lishna of Rav Nachman that the disagreement between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai and the extent to which Beit Shammai maintains that there's a separation between each chabura is even in the case of mesifas, but lo diacha kochan de Beis Hillel. The only reason why mesifas was omitted from the braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar is to tell you a great chiddush about the kula, the leniency of Beis Hillel. How far did Beis Hillel go with this leniency? And they said that even if there's a separation between the chaburis of a bona fide machitz of Asar Tvachim, the traklin, nevertheless, is machabram, still links them together, and one erev is sufficient. But in truth, this b'risa would agree, the b'risa of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, that there's machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, even in the case of a sifas. So the Gemara now asks the following question. If that's the way you're reading the b'risa of Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, is lifligei b'mesifas lo diach hakochon de Beit Shammai? Why do you want to set up the machlokas in the case of a machitza to tell you how far Beis Hillel will go to be mitzarif them with the traklin into one rishus, one eruv? Why not tell me a bigger chiddush that Beis Hillel separates them, even in the case of this dinky kind of very machitza shvela, this masifas? And the Gemara answers, koach dat teira adiv. It's better for the b'risa to prefer to teach us the koach of the matir than the oser. And this is a general rule which the Gemara establishes at the beginning of Masechta Beitza, that koach dat teira adiv. Now, in truth, I don't understand exactly what the Gemara's question was here and why the Gemara needed to give this answer of koch dat teira adif. I would have just said that, you know, the Braisa is written in a later generation after Beis Hillel Beit Shammai. We always passing like Beis Hillel, not like Beit Shammai, so it would be more logical that the Braisa would, if it had a choice between presenting the parameters of Beit Shammai Shita and those of Beis Hillel, it would go with Beis Hillel. But that's not the Gemara. The Gemara says, koch dat teira adif. Okay. Now, how do we paskin lehalocha? Now, it says here, Omar Rav Nachman. It's a little bit of a problematic girsa. The Ritva and the Rashba have a different girsa. They have a girsa of Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav. Because, again, who are going to paskin now halocha Rabbi Yehuda Sabar? And it's very strange that Rav Nachman himself would quote a tradition that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, when, at least according to one girsa, one presentation of Rav Nachman, there's no way you can reconcile Rabbi Yehuda Sabar with Rav Nachman. And even according to the second Lishna, it might not be reconcilable. In any event, halachic Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, which means that the machlokes and the shita Beis Hillel goes only as far as mechitzos that are 10 tefachim high, but not in the case of mechitzos that reach all the way up to the ceiling. In that case, even Beis Hillel concede that they need an Erev L'chol Echad V'Echad, every one of the Bnei HaChabur. And now the Gemara tries to prove this from our Mishnah. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yisrael Masnisa Nami Deka. If you read our Mishnah carefully, you'll see that the Mishnah reflects this presentation of Beis Hillel. To Katani, it says, U'modim, Beis Hillel concede, B'zman Shemiktsosam Shruyim B'chadorim Balios. If these chaburos, despite the fact that they're in the same traklin, and their resonance is combined and connected in one traklin, nevertheless, if they're in separate chadorim, like we gave the example of different hotel rooms, tzrichim erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. And my chadorim, my alios, what are we talking about in the case of chadorim v'alios? The Gemara is now going to logically try to prove that we're talking about exactly our case, just that the mechitzos reach all the way up to the tikra, up to the ceiling. Because Elam, if you're going to tell me, the Gemara is now going to exclude one possible way of understanding modim beis hillel. If it's chadorim lechadorim mamish, meaning if you had various smaller structures that were built, and then afterwards they built the traklin around these smaller structures, the smaller cubicles, then obviously there were mechitzos kvuos. There were real bona fide mechitzos at the time of the building of the traklin that separated each cheder, or alios, alios mamish. In other words, the alios was separated completely from the lower floor, and that's the way it was constructed. Then pshita. Certainly, there's no havamina that a traklin could be machaber them, that they need a separate Erev for each chabura. There are reshuyos chalukos, because in such a case there were mechitzos kvuos. Our discussion about a traklin is when all the members of the traklin, all the different chaburas living in the traklin, are really living together in one traklin. They set up mechitzos just for, you know, privacy purposes or whatever it is on a flimsy kind of basis. It's a mechitza shvela. That's where Beis Hillel come up with their shita of traklin mitzarfan, that the traklin makes them into one chabur because they all belong to one traklin. But if there were separate buildings that were later on combined over one, you know, roof, one traklin, then for sure those are mechitzos kvuos. Those are absolute permanent mechitzos that for sure you cannot say that the traklin now is going to be mitzarif them. Elo lava by process of elimination. What's the case of modin beis hillel? It's ke'en chadorim u'ke'en alios. It's like chadorim u'ke'en alios. We're not talking about chadorim that were built from the get-go as separate entities. But my ninu, what's ke'en chadorim? Is mechitzos hamagios l'tikra. These are temporary mechitzos, but they reach all the way to the top, all the way to the ceiling. And we can now see from the Mishnah itself that even beis hillel concede to Beis Shammai that every chabura in the case of mechitzos magios l'tikra require its own, their own eruv shma minah, and that's the proof that the Gemara accepts from our diuk in the Mishnah. Okay, now the Gemara quotes another brisa. I'm going to suggest the following. Let's read through the brisa first, and then try to understand the logic of the Brice. Tana. Bamedvar Mamurim. This machlokus between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, in the case of five different chaburos that share one traklin, whether you need an era for each one or one era for all of them suffice, that's only kishe molichim es eruvam lemakom acher. We have now other houses besides the traklin, that spill into this one common chatzer. And therefore, the members, the chabura members of the traklin, together with the dayarim in the other houses of batei achatzer that share the same chatzer, they require an eruv together. Where was the eruv kept? Because in every case of an eruv chatzeros, we decide where the host, which, who is the host for the Erev. And the Brisas now is going to distinguish between two cases. Case number one, and that's going to be the Machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, is where the Erev was deposited in the host of one of the Bnei Chatzer. So one of the Batei HaChatzer was hosting the Erev. That's where the Erev was deposited. And here is where we have machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai. Ah, volim hayu eruvam ba'etzlam. If the Bnei Achotzer bring their eruv, their pas, into the traklin, then Divrei HaKol, even Beit Shammai concede that eruv echad l'kulam. All you need is one eruv. In other words, Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai both agree fundamentally that the traklin is mitzaref them. Even Beit Shammai agrees to that fundamental point, and all the chaburas are really united into one reshus. The only problem is that since there are other b'nei or batei chatzer that share that chatzer, therefore we need an eruv with them, and if the eruv was deposited in the hands of one of the batei hachatzer, here's where Beit Shammai say that the fact that the that all these b'nei chaburas, each one of those chaburas, depend upon the eruv, which is now hosted in one of the batei achatzer, that itself breaks up the mitzaref, if I could call it that, the unifying agent of the traklin. So again, according to this brisa, Beit Shammai fundamentally agree to Beis Hillel that the traklin is mitzaref then. However, Beit Shammai hold that there is a reality, there's a scenario in which there's an agent that breaks up that agency of the traklin. So the traklin unifies, but what separates them is the fact that they need an eruv with the Bnei HaChatzeros. They are totally dependent upon each one of the Bnei HaChabura independently will depend upon this eruv. And now he, Let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, each one of the Bnei HaChaburis, each one of these individuals is now Asur, he's prohibited to use the Chatzer unless he links up with the Bnei HaChatzer through the Erev that's being hosted by one of the Bnei HaChatzer. So since each one of the Bnei HaChaburos now, in his own private, individual, separate way, is connected to the Bnei HaChatzer in order to allow that person, we call him Reuven, to carry out from his chabura, from his little cubicle out into the chatzer. So therefore, he becomes a separate entity, and that separates him from Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, even though all of those belong to the same chaklin. So I'll just, again, we're really fighting against the clock over here, but nevertheless, I just want to read to you this footnote here in my edition of Masechta Erevin. And he says the following: Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree with regard to mechitzos that the traklin links them up into one rishus, and it's a chibur of different chaburos that are separated by mechitzos. And the bnei chaburos did not need an erev between them, because let's say they want to carry within the traklin, they would certainly not need an Erev from one Chabura to the other in the traklin, and even Beit Shammai would agree. And in that sense, they become like Hamisha Shegavu Es Eruva, meaning five Batim that share one Chotzer, and all these five Batim have an Erev between them. And then one of them could now set up or contribute to the Erev Chatzeros on behalf of the other five, if there are other Bnei HaChatzeros that share that same Chatzer, which is the Brice that we're about to present. Where is the Machlokas Beisil Beit Shammai? That's in a case where the Erev, the Pas, was in the hands of one of the Bnei HaChaburos. Holichu Eruvam L'Chatzer Acheres. No longer can one of the Bnei HaChaburos, we called it Reuven, can now serve as the representative of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar with one pas. And therefore, af betraklin, im irev, ha'erev ba etzlam, erev echad l'kulam. If, on the other hand, in the case of a traklin, the Eruv was ba etzlam, meaning the Bnei HaChabura, I'm sorry, cross that out, the Bnei HaChatzer would deposit their Eruv in the hands of one of the Bnei HaChabura, then that's a whole different story. Then we would say that the traklin combines and links all the Chaburas together into one. They still hold that even in a case where the Eruv was deposited in the hands of one of the other Bnei HaChatzer, the other houses in sharing that same Chatzer, nevertheless, the halacha would be that one Eruv is sufficient for all of them. So the Gemara now analyzes, Keman Azla Hodesanya. Now we get to the Brisa that we've been mentioning all along, and now we're going to try to figure out whether or not this Brisa that we're about to learn reflects any of the opinions in the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai above. Chamisha Shegavu Es Eruvam. If you have a Chatzer, and there are five different Batim that share one Chatzer, and now all the Dayorim of the various Batim have to join together in one Eruv so that they can be metaltel from the Chatzer into the Batim, or from the Batim into the Chatzer. And in such a case, after the Chamisha, Gavu Es Eruvam, right, the five Batim that share one Chatzer, now joined together in one common Eruv. Now, there's another Chatzer, with another group of houses, that borders on their Chatzer, and now they want to be able to carry from their Chatzer to the next door Chatzer. Is even if Kishem Olichem Es Eruvam Le Makom Acher, even if the Eruv will now be deposited in the Bnei HaChatzer Acheres, the other Chatzer, Eruv Echad L'Kula. In other words, one of those five members of the original chatzer, the five houses that shared a chatzer, can now deposit the eruv in the hands of one of the other of a ben of the other chatzer, and even though now the eruv is being hosted in a different chatzer, nevertheless, one of the five batim in the first chatzer can represent all the other batim, because simply they made an eruv together. Once they made an eruv together, they are unified into one entity, and now they can be represented by one of them. And that's called eruv echa l'kula. Keman, who does that b'risa reflect? It reflects Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel, in the case of five chaburus and a traklin, says that if the eruv with other chatzeros, even if it was deposited in the hands of one of the other chatzeros, nevertheless, one eruv is sufficient for all of them. So, chamesh chaburus betraklin hare heim kechamisha shegovus eruvon. The Gemara is now making an analogy between the five chaburus in one traklin and the five batim in one chatzah that set up an eruv between them. And in both cases, one eruv could be representative of all the five vis-a-vis the other b'nei chatzah, the other chatzeros, even if the eruv is being deposited in the other chatzah. And therefore, af kishem olichem es eruvam l'makom acher, eruv echa l'kulam. Whereas according to Beit Shammai, if they deposit the eruv in a makom acher, and each one of the five now depends upon that other chatzer, that separates the five and breaks up the tziruv, and therefore they need an eruv for each one of the five. V'ika d'amri. Now we have a slightly different version, a different girsa of the original brisa that we spoke about before. B'medvar amurim k'shaya eruv ba'etzlam. When do we say there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai with regard to five chaburus and a traklin? That's only if the eruv was in the traklin, in one of the five chaburus of the traklin. And that's where Beis Hillel came up with the idea that since they are hosting the eruv, they're considered one unit vis-a-vis the other chatzeros, because the traklin combines them and integrates them into one unit. Aval imayum olichim eruvan lemakom acher. But if, on the other hand, the eruv between this traklin and the other chatzero and the other batim that share the same chatzer, that eruv was hosted by one of the bnei chatzer, the chatzer acheres, is then even Beis Hillel moda that you need an eruv l'chol chabura chabura. And if that be the case, then this brisa that we just studied is lo keman v'lo keman. It doesn't work out neither according to Beis Hillel, neither according to Beit Shammai, because this brisa says that even if molichem es eruv v'lo acher is eruv echa l'kula, which we said reflects the shita Beis Hillel, but it doesn't reflect the shita Beis Hillel according to the original brisa. I'm sorry, according to this new transmission, this new girsa of the Braisa, because according to this new girsa of the Braisa, they still only disagree with Beit Shammai and allow for one Erev in a case where the Erev was deposited in the hands of one of the Bnei Atraklin. But Beis Hillel would concede that if the Erev was deposited in the hands of one of the Bnei Achotz Acheres, then Tzrichim Erev L'Kol Echad V'Yech L'Kol Chabur V'Chabura. And again, reading the note here, he says, "V'tam adover," that even according to this opinion, that the traklin is mechaber sachaburos, and they can carry between one chabur and the other without an eruv. That's like the case of chamisha shegovu eruv, and it's like the case of five batim that share one chutz, and they had an eruv that linked them together. And nevertheless, according to Beit Shammai, the chibur between these two chaburos is meaningful to be matir, to be metaltel in the traklin itself, but now that they need an eruv with other bnei achotzer to be matir tiltel out into the chotzer, not between one chabur and the other, then the traklin is not mechaber them together, unless, and that's the shita of Beis Hillel according to the second Girsa based in the Machlokes, unless the Erev was placed in the Traklin. If one of the Bnei Chabur of the Traklin is hosting the Erev, that links them all together into one Chabur. Is Keman Ozil, Hadasanya, Hamisha Gova, say Ruvam, Kisham Olichem, even if they put it, Bamalicha, say Ruvam Lokam Acher, Ruvam Acher, Kulam, Keman de Lokechad. This Brisa that we learned, the last Brisa, is against both Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. And now we start the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. This Mishnah is going to deal with a case of different sons of one father, and although they live in separate houses, but nevertheless, to some extent, the father is a chibur, and it might be possible to raise the idea that one Eruv would be sufficient, and it's not necessary for each one of the brothers to contribute their own Eruv. Ha'achim shalayu ochlen al shulchan avim v'yeshenim b'batehem. So that even though each brother has his own house where he sleeps, but nevertheless they eat in some sort of a common dining room. The Gemara later on is going to change that understanding, but Ochlen al Shulchan Avim right now, if we take it literally, means they come to one table and they eat at their father's table three times a day. It's nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Tzrichim Eruv L'chol Echad V'Echad. Each one of them has to contribute his own pas to the Eruv, like any other case of Dayori Achotzer, where each one, and they're not considered one, even though they all eat from their father's table, but because, as we're going to see in a minute, in the name of Shmuel, Makom Lina Gorim. Whether or not each one is a separate reshus depends upon whether they have sleeping quarters that are separate. And since here in our mission they each sleep separately in their own house, therefore they are separate reshuyos. Lefichach, and therefore Shachach Echemem Lo Erev, if one of them, one of the various brothers, did not contribute his pas to the Erev, then he generates an Iser on all of them, and Mevatlos Reshus. So the only thing that could salvage and be Matit Tiltul would be Bittul Reshus. Amosai, the Mishnah says that there is a situation in which Chibur between a father and the sons is operative. When do we say that the brothers and the father are considered separate dayorim? That's only bisman shem olichem es eruvam lemakom acher, when the eruv was deposited and hosted in the hands of one of the other bnei achotzer. Avolim hoya eruv ba etzlam. If let's say the eruv was deposited in the hands of the father, or alternatively she'eni moim dayurim b'chotzer, there were no other dayurim in that chotzer. No, it's only the father and the five brothers, or as many brothers as there are, then ein tzrichim li'arav. In other words, now there's a chibur, there's a unifying agent here, and the fact that they all eat from their father's table, and they're considered mechubarim together in such a way that since they're holding on to the eruv, therefore they don't have to each individual brother contribute to his own pas to the eruv, and there's a nimshachim achar dira sa'av. They are considered part of the dira of their father. It's if they live in their father's home. And in their father's home, they certainly would not have to contribute a pas. This was a gemara that we had earlier in Masech Erevin, that abayis shemenichim bo eruv ein tzarch liten es a pas, meaning the host of the eruv does not have to contribute to the pas. So here, when all the brothers are considered living in their father's reshus, and the reason for that is because the Eruv was placed in their father's reshus, and they're all eating from their father's table, they are all considered mechubarim, and they belong to one reshus, they don't have to participate in the Eruv. But if, on the other hand, the Eruv was deposited in the hands of one of the Bnei Achotzer, and therefore the father and the sons need that Eruv in order to link up with the other dayorim of the chotzer, then we apply the principle of mitoch shashara diurim osrim al bnei achotzer letaltel below eruv, just like the other Dayarim who live in the other Chatzer generate an Iser of Tilta without an Eruv, so Afkol Echad Me'a'av Ve'achim Oser. Each one, the father and the brothers, generate an Iser one and the other, and they cannot send one Shliach to contribute an Eruv on behalf of all of them, because each one has his own Makom Lina, and he sleeps in his own quarters. So again, as long as the father and the brothers do not have to contribute a pas to the Eruv because they are hosting the Eruv, then we consider them all as one Rishus. Alternatively, if there are no other Diurim in the Chatzer, they're only the father and the five brothers that share that one Chatzer, in all these situations, one Chibur is enough between them, and that Chibur is the fact that they all eat from their father's table, and therefore they don't have to set up an Eruv. Now the Gemara introduces a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What happens if you have a person who eats in one chatzer but sleeps in another chatzer? What is considered his dira, the place that he eats or the place that he sleeps? I mean, there's no geah to guests as far as Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is concerned, right? And Rav is of the opinion that a person is considered living in the place where he eats, his makom achila. And Shmuel's of the opinion that a person is considered living where he sleeps, which is called makom lina gorim, as opposed to Rav, who says makom achila gorim. Ishma minah, from our Mishnah, we can derive the conclusion that Shmuel is correct, and makom lina gorim, that the place where you sleep, that's what generates the Isra on the Bnei Achot, so that's what's Machai of the Eruv. That's the Iker Diroso, that's where a person lives. That's why the Mishnah says that since these brothers each live in a separate house, therefore they need to be Ma'arev, each one, Kolecha V'Echot, and they're going to be Molech, they're going to take the Eruv, and they're going to bring it to the other Chotzer, to the other Batim that share that Chotzer. If they would sleep in one house together with their father, then they could be considered dayorim in one house. They wouldn't have to bring their Eruv. The father would make the Eruv on behalf of all of them. And this Mishnah is a shlug-up of Rav, who holds that Mokom HaPaskorim. Om Rav Yudom HaRav, the Gemara rejects this and says that our Mishnah is not a pircha on Rav Shita. Why not? Because we're not talking about brothers that eat on the same table. We misunderstood the language of the Mishnah. We took the Mishnah literally. But what did the Mishnah mean when it said al shulchan aviyam? It meant b'mekabli pras shanu. That even though they eat each one in their own homes, but they are supported by the bank account of their father. So the mitzaref here is only the mekabli pras. But since each one is eating in the place that he sleeps, even Rav would agree in such a case that makom lina gorim, and therefore they need a separate eruv for each one of them. And this leads us to Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Misha Yeshlo Beis Shar Achsadra Umirpeses. Okay, so he has, number one, a Beis Shar, which is a gate that leads into his house, and the gatehouse is connected. The owner of the house is now connected. The gatehouse is connected to the house. The owner of the house contributed to the Eruv. Okay? Now, he quotes here at Tosfos that the Bryce is teaching us that someone living in the gatehouse is not required to contribute. Apparently, they had a shomer, if I understand correctly, who was, you know, the guardian of this house, and he used to live in this gatehouse, in this Beis Shar. And when you went into the Chatzer, as you exited from the house, you went through the Beis Shar. Alternatively, we have an Achsadra, which is a makom lifnei abayis mukaf mechitzos mishalosh tzadim umekora milamala. So it's a roofed area that has three mechitzos, and you enter it into this atzadra to get into the house, or you exit from the house. And finally, we have a mirpeses. And a mirpeses, which he translates into English as a gallery, and in the Hebrew he says, Yesh aliyah arucha im kama chadorim. V'chol chador yesh diurim li atzmo, pesach li atzmo. So we're talking about a situation where you have a second floor group of rooms, and people live in each one of these rooms separately. Each one has its own Pesach, and they build a mirpeses, a long mirpeses, which combines all the Pesachim. In other words, in front of each Pesach, when you either exit from that Pesach of that cheder or enter, you're in the mirpeses, this long mirpeset that goes across the high, the tall aliyah, this second floor set of apartments, if you will. Now, in order to get access to their second floor apartments, they have to climb a ladder, and the ladder leads them to a mirpeses, and from that mirpeses, they each one go in respectively, enter into his own cheder. Bachatzar chavero, in other words, afal pisha dar bi oso beishar or sadra mirpeses, even though there are other dayorim, let's take the case of the mirpeses. That's a little bit easier, right? So you have other people living in the mirpeset, right? We said there are different rooms that spill into this common mirpeses. Or in the case of beishar, we said that there is someone, let's say a shomer, who lives in the beishar. In the case of an achsadra, we said that there are, you know, this is a very private kind of area, which has a roof and three mechitzos. Anyway, it's all b'chatzar chavero. There's other parties or party that live in the same beishar achsadra mirpeset. And areza eino oser olav. In other words, the person who is called a bala chotzer, he's allowed to carry from his bais into the chotzer. And the reason for this is because makomos elu enom dira. This is going to be a Rashi much later on in Masechta Erevin. So even though there are other people who live in the chotzer, they don't generate an iser on the other bnei chotzer. Now, in the footnote, he says, but we're not going to go into this now, that im yesh bayis lifnei beis hashar, if there would be a house in front of the beis hashar, then that house would generate an iser on the bnei hachotzer. But that's not the mitzvah that we're talking about. Okay. Now, the Braisa contrasts in the Sefer a different case, and that's going to be oser olav. So we could add the word ach. However, if in this chotzer, chaver beis teven, o beis habokor, o beis haitzim, o beis haotzros, so that if he has a room for storing straw, or an animal barn, a woodshed, storage houses, in any of these cases, then hareza oser olav. Which means that the house has straw stored in it, and therefore generates an iser olav. That's according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino oser ela mokom dira bilvat. In other words, if he uses that area only as a base bakar, as a base teven, base eitzim, base otzros, he doesn't live there, then he doesn't generate an iser on those other residents who reside and live in that chotzer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maisa b'ben Nafcha. So this person by the name of Ben Nafcha had five houses in five chatzeros in the city of Usha. Uba Maisel if Nechacham vi Amru Eino Oser Elebes Dira Bilvat. In other words, which of these five houses does he live in? So the Gemara says Beis Dira Salkit Daitoch. Do you think that any house of residence generates an isur? So I'm not sure what the Gemara... It says, Eino oser eladira, elabes dira bilvad. In other words, only in that area where he has his dira. Then he has to contribute in that area. So what's the Gemara's cash? And now, Beis Dira Salkit Daitoch, V'chi Ola Al Datecha, She'ishivu Chachamim, She'Beis Dira Oser. Oh, the Gemara's cash is a diuk on the language of the Chachamim, Beis Dira. Mashma She'Bayis Haroi L'Dira. Oh, I see. So the Gemara now understands that the phrase Beis Dira doesn't mean the place where he's living, but it means a place that's royal Adira, even if he doesn't live there. Now Rabbi Yehuda himself said that you need what's called a Makom Dira to be Oser. And that's why in the case of Beis Shar, etc., all those cases, there was no Oser, because it wasn't a Makom Dira. Even though, again, it might have been royal Adira, but it wasn't actually used as a Makom Dira. So the Gemara answers, Ela Ema Makom Dira. That it means that the Oser in Eruvin is only a Makom Dira, not a base Dira. Forget about the word base Dira. Base Dira implies a place where you could live. Royal Adira, right? Mashmev Shabbais HaRoyal Adira Oser, Afshe Ein Adam Darbo. And that's not correct, because Rabbi Yehuda himself said that it's only a Makom Dira where he actually lives, that generates an Isur. So therefore we have to rewrite this story, and instead of Beis Dira, we should have Makom Dira instead. And now the Gemara is going to introduce the machlokes space between Rav and Shmuel. What constitutes a makom dira? My makom dira is Rav Omar. Here we turn to Daf Ayin Gimel. Makom pita, the place where he eats. Ushmuel Omar, makom lina. Okay, then Rabosai, that's where we're going to stop for today on the top of Daf Ayin Gimel. Amud Aleph Meis.